13:32, 28 minutes past 7. Lexi, hello.
Hello, how are
you? Yes, Lexi, how are you?
Listen, I reckon that minister's an absolute liar. I'll just give you my instance. Last year on in August, my husband was the guy that died after laying on the hospital toilets in there for 21 hours. He didn't die in the toilet. We had a whole week with him in the stroke ward.
Yeah.
And afterwards, and you know, she never even picked up the phone. She wouldn't talk to me. And the toilets in there, and then I went to one of those meetings she said that she talked about just then, and they promised us that it could never happen again. You know, about a month ago, a lady in John Humpert died in a locked toilet. Mm. So, you know, it's a joke. And, you know, she never even once, I rang and rang and just wanted to talk to her to give her my idea of what I think should happen to those toilets in that hospital. And, you know, she never picked up the bloody phone. I sent an email to her saying, you know, as a female, as a mother, as a wife, just pick the phone up. We had a whole week. And eventually, you know, Al had to die.
I'm sorry, Lexi. I should just, for people remember, I think he was 67, suffered a stroke. He turned 66. Up for an appointment at 66. He was in the outpatients clinic and then was just left in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, no, he went to the toilet and knocked the door and wasn't open. The girl that found him was the girl that was replacing the sanitary bin.
Yes.
He was 21 hours on the floor. He was still alive.
Yes, I know,
Lexi. He was still alive. And you know, the head stroke guy said, you know, he had an 80% chance of walking out of that hospital. If you have to pick a place to have a stroke, that's the place to do it. Other thing, too, I have to say, the doctors and the nurses do a great job. What is letting them down is the bloody funding to the hospital.
The resources, well,
you know, their whole theory to fix up that problem of Alan is the cleaners have to knock harder.
Thanks for calling through.
Just to confirm for those who weren't listening, you rang constantly the minister's office asking to speak to her and wrote an email to her, and she never, ever picked up the phone.
No, never, never, ever, ever. And, you know, and the other thing that got me, you know, with you, what she was saying about the privacy, I love the way she talks about keeping the family's privacy. Alan's name went out before he died, because we had a week with him in the hospital in the stroke ward. Before he died, I think it must have been the Tuesday or the Wednesday night, over the radio, Alan Bugden from North Powamara, a 66-year-old gentleman, was found on the floor after spending 21 hours on the floor. And my daughter had actually said to them, look, this is really upsetting, because we basically lived in the hospital for the whole week. And she said, you know, we don't want to go public. We don't want to do anything.
Yep.
You know, we're just concentrating on mum and dad right now.
Yep.
And, you know, they had to do a lockdown in the stroke ward because they thought the reporters were going to come in.
Yep.
And you know, all I got was a lady in crying from the PR department coming up and apologising for releasing the news report with Alan's name in it.
Yep.
And, you know, she talked about privacy there.
Yep.
You know, this lady that died a couple of weeks ago up there in North Shore in John Humpert, same thing, died in a toilet, took them 8 hours to find her. Again, all they said, oh, we won't release the name because of privacy issues.
Lexi, did they help you with counselling, things like that?
No, I'm paying for that myself. Actually, I'm going to a psychiatrist once every 2 weeks.
Yep.
I'm actually going to a forensic psychiatrist on the 25th of August, because they've got to assess how much damage that the 21 hours caused me. It's not the death, the 21 hours.
Has it helped?
Lexi, look, if the minister was happy to talk to you now, if we asked them, would you, that's a long way down the track, would you want to sit down and say all this to her?
I don't think it makes any difference. You know, the doctors and the, you know, when you see actual nurses crying on my shoulder in there, apologising for the hospital, there is something wrong with the minister's job, not with the hospital. And if she doesn't listen to what's going on in the hospital, contracting out and getting rid of it, you know, the cleaners in there are underpaid, you know, don't speak English, and you've got, and now the responsibility is on them to knock on the door.
Right.
You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, and my daughter who works for, you know, SAI said, if you're going to rely on humans, it's not going to work. You have to have systems and backup systems, especially when it's in hell.
Right. Okay.
You've never had an official apology from anyone?
No. Right. I got it from the director of the hospital. He was lovely, Andrew McGonagall. But he was so apologetic too.
Well, Lexi, if they do contact us, we'll put them in touch with you, and you can make up your mind what you want to do.
Okay, but don't, you know, she's a waste of space.
Right.
She really is, because If she promised me and that woman, she didn't promise. These people said that the procedures they put in went right through every public hospital. 8 months later, another lady dies in the toilet. You must have to look at it and think, well, there's something wrong in our system. Right. There must be. And for two babies, they're not even looking. They're not even, you know, how many deaths and how many upset people are out there. You know, and the hospitals, you know, when you get to hospital, that's where you're safe.
Yeah.
Lexi,
we're
not safe
anymore. We're going to move on. Look, thank you very much for talking to us today.
We'll
stay in touch.
We'll keep Lexi's details. Yeah. And if they do want, you know, look, I know Lexi's very upset about this still and is dealing with it. But if there's a chance of some sort of way of dealing with that, then we'll pass that information on and see
more of your calls on that subject later in the program. At